Rod's Pulse Podcast number 49. News, iPhone in higher education, and Pod8th Black Lab.
Brought to you in part by Illuminate, where bright ideas meet.
This is Rod's Pulse Podcast, the podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts and other e-learning technologies. Welcome back.
Hi, this is Rod. Welcome back. Well, that little clip was from a group called Black Lab from California. I really like their sound. Please stay tuned at the end of my podcast for the full song called See the Sun. I'm happy to say that Illuminate is now sponsoring my podcast. If you're searching for a perfect web collaboration solution, look no further than Illuminate. In fact, they're giving away free 3-user V-Rooms with no restrictions. They're the award-winning product that has all the real-time collaboration features you want, including a whiteboard, application sharing, voice over IP, and video. You can sign up for a free V-Room by clicking on the Illuminate graphic on my webpage or visit www.getvroom.com/rodspulse and start illuminating. Well, I have a lot of news to cover today, and I'm also going to focus on one of the topics dear to my heart, and that is the use of mobile phones and PDAs in education. First, some news from the Podosphere. The first article I wanted to bring to your attention was an article called Distributed Learning Expands Med School's Reach. Now, working at a university with med school for the last 20 years, intrigued me, and it turns out it's about a school in Vancouver, a medical school that courses and serves a very rural area, and they decided to expand their classes and reach through some pretty complex and sophisticated distance learning tools. They send their courses taught at the University of British Columbia to two other sites in real time using an IP-based video conferencing system over a university-owned high-bandwidth network. So the instructor might be in Victoria or Prince George, and the content can be distributed from there. More than one classroom can participate in a given AV session. Three sites have pretty complex AV systems with several classrooms being set up as part of the system. They have a number of cameras and microphones, and as well as ancillary devices to capture sound, a suite of DVD players, audio tape players, VCRs, and document cameras. So it sounds like they're really doing it right, and they're able to take advantage of resources and faculty and distribute their learning content over a vast area. As always, I'll have links in my show notes to all of the news items and topics I'll be discussing today. So just go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com. Now, speaking of med schools, I had heard that there was going to be a new med school created in Pennsylvania. They had a different name at first, Northeastern Medical School, something like that, but I think they've settled on Commonwealth Medical School, and it's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's still a proposed school. Of course, they don't have their certifications yet. They hope to admit their first students in 2009. The dean is using Web 2.0 technology. He's writing a blog, and you can follow the progress of creating a new medical school there. And I'll have a link in my show notes. And also, they did something pretty interesting. They are soliciting input from current medical students and residents because they want to create a state-of-the-art community-based medical school. So I also have a link to a site that they call Ideal Medical School. And so if you're a medical student or resident, go to their website, give them your suggestion, and you'll be put into a pool that could earn a $500 prepaid credit card. Now, another article that drew my attention a little bit closer to home here in Philadelphia is an article entitled Lehigh University Debuts an Open Virtual Classroom. So Lehigh added a virtual class to its curriculum this fall. It's called Bioscience in the 21st Century. And I think the interesting piece is that they're posted this course on their website for free. And you can also subscribe to their lectures through the iTunes U. I also want to share with you a new blog and podcast that I discovered called EduGeek Journal. It's an online community supporting educational technology. They have a very slick-looking website, so please check it out and subscribe. Looking at EduGeek Journal reminded me that Google finally came out with a presentation application to join their current Google Docs and Google Spreadsheets. I also have a link to the YouTube video that explains the concepts behind Google Presentations, and thanks to EduGeek Journal. Okay, now for my main topic today, I wanted to concentrate a little bit on mobile phone and PDAs in education, with an emphasis today on iPhones. You know, I've been talking a lot about the use of mobile phones in educational technology, and I'll refer you to a podcast I did back in Rod's Pulse podcast number 40 that talked about the rapid adoption of mobile technology for education. So why all the fuss? Well, everybody's been hearing about iPhones lately. In fact, I had a bit of iPhone envy, and I haven't moved over yet for a couple of reasons. One is they said, at least the folks I talked to in the local Apple store said that I could not port my existing mobile account into an iPhone. And that's particularly surprising considering that my current mobile phone is also AT&T. So that was a non-starter. The other issue is that although they offer Bluetooth connectivity on the iPhone, it's only designed to use the phone. Now, I'm not going to give up the functionality I currently have in my Treo, which allows me to go back and forth between using my headphone for a phone call and listening to music. In fact, when I'm playing music and a phone call comes in, I tap the button on my earpiece and I pick up the phone. Apparently, that functionality is not yet available on the iPhone. I guess you would have to switch back and forth between wired earbuds for music and your earpiece if you wanted to use the Bluetooth earpiece. So if anybody has any information to the contrary out there, I'd certainly like to hear about it. In any case, there's been a lot of fuss in the news about the iPhone because of their Apple reduced the price quite considerably. They said the sales have increased quite a bit since the price cuts, and they're planning to increase their manufacturing to 2.7 million iPhones next quarter. It's up from the 1.5 million units that they had originally targeted. So this is just the beginning, I think, of devices like this that are going to give a superb web surfing experience on a small portable device like this with a screen that can show movies and store all your MP3 songs and your podcasts. In a related piece of news, which is bound to satisfy those with iPod envy in Europe, Apple announced that T-Mobile is going to be the preferred partner in Germany. Not preferred, I think, but the exclusive partner, mobile partner in Germany. I think they also use T-Mobile, if I'm not mistaken, in Great Britain. Now, if you've been following iPhones, many of us are waiting for a way to unlock the iPhone. There are a lot of websites out there now that talk about that. Depending on which solution you use, you're going to void your warranty on your iPhone, so many people are not interested in doing that right away. But if you can unlock the iPhone, then you could essentially put any SIM card in there and use it with any carrier, and a lot of folks have already been able to accomplish that. So I guess it's only a matter of time before you're going to see iPhones being adopted in educational institutions. And in fact, I was drawn to an article called ACU Researchers Explore iPhone in Higher Education. And that's the Abilene Christian University in Texas. And they're launching a research project this fall to explore the potential use of Apple's iPhone mobile device in higher education. The pilot study will involve faculty and educational technology developers to research, quote, innovative applications for smartphones and media players and deepening learning in the 21st century. So, like I said, I think this is the beginning of a pretty strong trend. Now, the last thing I want to mention today about mobile technology, it's not directly related to the iPhone, but it just shows you where we're headed with this kind of miniaturization. And what I'm referring to is a new proprietary ink-free printing from a company called Zink Imaging, and Zink stands for Zero Ink. I've linked to their website on my show notes. And what they've come up with is a very small electronic device. It looks like about the size of a mobile phone. In fact, they're planning to build it into mobile phones. And it enables you to print right from your mobile phone a small photograph, I guess screenshot from your phone. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work. It looks like the output, at least in one configuration, is about the size of a business card. And all the technology is built into the paper. And it uses heat, I think, to generate the images, but apparently they're photographic quality images, they're waterproof, and the best thing is they don't require ink and not a lot of power. So they see this as being a way to build in printing technology into very small portable devices. So yet another way to miniaturize and make mobile capabilities you would normally have at your desktop. So that's about all I have for today. Hope you enjoyed it, and please stay tuned at the end of my podcast for See the Sun by Black Lab. Until next time, have a great week.
Please leave odd feedback at 610-616-2199. I don't mind, you're by my side.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you very much for listening. Please don't forget to leave Rod feedback. You can go to www.rodspulsepodcast.com and leave comments on his blog. You can send feedback to his email address, rod@rodspulsepodcast.com. You can also send audio feedback by calling into his comment line at 610-616-2199. Till next time, have a great week.
The preceding audio commentary is the product of the author, Dr. Rodney Merry, and does not represent the official viewpoint of Thomas Jefferson University, or any other institution or company.